If you would, please rise and say the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would, remain standing for a moment of silence, and please keep Sonny Kaufman and family in your thoughts. Thank you. May we see this? Okay, let's do the roll call if you're ready.
Sure. District 1, Counselor Mo Lennington.
Here.
District 2, Counselor Tom Sells.
Here.
District 3, Counselor Dave Furby. District 4, Counselor Lisa Friend, absent as well. At large, Counselor Missy Wade.
Here.
I entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the previous council meeting at your convenience.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve the minutes. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The approval of the agenda. Any additions or amendments? Okay. There being none, we'll move in public concerns. Each person has 3 minutes max per concern. Okay. I'll close the floor then at this time for public concerns. Takes us into new business. Item A, ordinance number 2016-22. Mr. Nick Lawson is here with an ordinance to amend the zoning map of Winchester and the County of Randolph, State of Indiana. Mr. Lawson, do you want to describe what you're doing?
The plan is to build a 30 by 100-foot our 150-foot storage unit right north of the Starlight. And it'll have security lights around and cameras, and then it'll just be a gravel wall around that. But there won't be a fence or gate. It'll be up to 34 units, that one building.
What is our current designation on that?
It's a C2. And it needs to be a C3.
Okay.
It received a favorable recommendation.
Yes. Tom, I think I made it there.
Should be. Mm-hmm.
And I think Sean, you have it as well. Yeah.
Certification letter?
Yeah, I have
yes,
before,
there you go.
I have a favorable recommendation.
Okay.
On the 18th of October. Does everyone have this? On the 18th of October, Randolph County Area Planning Commission met in the Commissioner's Conference Room. Petition for rezoning was presented by Nick Lawson asking if the attached geographic area be rezoned from C2 to C3. Commission, having heard the evidence duly advised in the premises, voted a favorable recommendation to the commissioners of Randolph County for the above geographic area zoning map. So, next step is for us to
amend the zoning
tracts.
How do we need to word that, Mr. Cockrell?
You just have the first reading of ordinance 2016-22 by title only.
Okay. Any questions, anybody? I make a motion that we approve ordinance 2016-22 by title only for first reading.
Second. It's been motioned and seconded to have ordinance 2016-22 by title only read. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Ordinance number 2016-22, ordinance to amend the zoning map of Winchester and the County of Randolph, State of Indiana.
Motion to approve.
Second. It's been motioned to approve and seconded the first reading ordinance number 2016-22. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
You can't do anymore.
I didn't think so. I didn't know if we could do two, but...
Can't do two.
Okay, well, we do one, since we're only three of us.
We could do two the next time we meet.
Yes.
If we have a full council. Tonight, we're two members short.
Yeah.
And could adopt at that time?
You can adopt it at the next meeting if you have enough people here.
And that's in a few weeks. We got a technicality, sorry.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today.
21st.
Should be able to get it done.
Nick, what do you plan on starting building? Will you do it this fall?
I'm going to try to beat the weather, yeah. That's the plan.
Is it going to be concrete block or mix of steel?
Concrete foundation, it's going to be steel building.
Okay, good. Good for you.
Okay, also under new business, item D, city website maintenance contract, that was in your packet. Discussion?
Positive or negative, I mean, it's hard to measure these things, you know? I mean, you see hits and stuff, but it's hard to know if you're getting your bang for your buck, but it's, you know, sights and eyes. And it's easy to get around it, I'll say that, you know.
It's not changing any of the website, per se.
Yeah, this is just continuing.
Yeah, it's just updating it and connecting it to the Twitter and Facebook and all that other stuff, so. New pictures on it, you know, there's new employees and things like that, so. I'm sorry, cut off, is that?
I'd like to table this for now until we do a little bit more research on...
Sure.
On how should go with that.
Any further discussion?
No.
You know, like, I know you have access to it and you can make some changes to it. And...
I can.
I know it sounds great, everybody make the changes, but it is time consuming and it's not something you do a lot. It's sometimes a little bit difficult.
I mean, I have access to police station, but I'm limited to like, I think, three pages. Won't let me add any additional pages. And yeah, you got, of course, I'm new at doing it, but I gotta bounce around quite a bit to find where I need to be.
Yeah.
That's more changing, but I've managed to get it done, but I still would like to add a few more pages.
I mean, maybe we need to find out, and I know I have it right here, the company that actually started this, and is there any way Odyssey is willing to come in? I mean, what do they charge to do a little 2-hour workshop to show everybody how to do it more efficiently? And how everybody takes their own part and moving on.
I don't know if it's the issue of people not knowing how to do it, although I'm sure that exists in some departments. I think the issue really is time. It's just time.
And I know that. Sometimes it's a matter of you take 15 minutes twice a week, and you'd be amazed what you can get done once you start dedicating 15 minutes twice a week to doing this.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I've had employers tell me, you know, do more. And honestly, I understand everybody else's point of view, but I've asked them, you know, why isn't this being updated? And it's just, well, on top of you wanting us to do this and this and that and this and that. So, but if you want to table it and discuss it next week or a couple weeks, that's fine. It's, you know, there it is. It's been 10 months since we discussed it. And nothing's really changed. So maybe not quite 10 months, but the last time we discussed the city website was probably January or February. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe we could revisit it today.
So this $3,000 is just for the updates and then no maintenance after that. Is that correct?
Right. I'm not sure. Sean and Angela were in on this discussion. I just know Missy from our office, from the clerk treasurer's office. There is an extra time to do all these things. She does all the technology as it is right now, and we'd be glad to if it wasn't. I thought it was my understanding that perhaps once it's updated, then is Melissa going to do it?
She, yeah, she could, because what we've done, obviously, you know that we took three part-time positions and we created a full-time position. There was a lot of training with the courts that had to be done with Melissa, and my assistant. And we actually saved $1,800, was it, to switch from Keystone to Odyssey.
Yeah, I said that.
And then we dropped the Code Red program for the city of Winchester, which was a $3,000 savings. And then by eliminating the two part-time positions, I don't know what we've saved in that. So in my opinion, I understand what your questions are as far as, you know, is it worth it? I think that we've saved the money in multiple places to justify it. But as far as, you know, tracking down all the information that's needed, you know, if Melissa were to do that, then we'd have to shut the door and not take people paying bills or tickets or court. You know, and then once the information is gathered, I think then it's a matter of just time to put it all together and update the website. And then once it's updated, it's easier to maintain. I agree.
That's 3 full weeks at full time. That's 120 hours.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Missy, I really don't know anything about that. And that was something that Sean and Angela, I mean, I'm not trying to say, you know, I just knew that we didn't have the time in our office for her to just sit there and do that. I mean,
my thought would be she's entering into this as a subcontractor with the city.
Right. She wouldn't be doing it on the time as she works in the clerk treasurer's office.
So the overtime, okay. So we'll table it until the next week.
Right. It would be contractual, this way makes this quote. And perhaps, you know, maybe that is something, you know, that...
We'll send that to the state board, but I will guarantee you they'll
call you. You may be right.
If you are employed by the city and if you're getting paid by the city.
Well, she wouldn't be... I told her she wouldn't have to do that on the city time for...
But even if it's outside the city...
I get that. Yes, I understand.
I'm a full-time police officer or mayor.
Exactly.
But then I go over and work in another part of the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've had that with the county.
Yes, we have. I know, and you're right. Yeah, I remember one time, in fact, we even had to,
And I think it should be noted, too, while we're talking about employee bias.
Yep, I will. All right, we'll do that.
And tell me if I'm overstepping any kind of, HIPAA or whatever. I don't think it's HIPAA, but the employee
bias. We're not talking about it.
Right, well, any kind of personnel, human resources. But the person, the employee who proposed this contract is not the IT person for the city. She's not the IT position. And that's, I think it's a common misconception that she is the IT person and she's not. She's not being paid that wage either. So.
No, she is the deputy clerk is what she is. That's right. And believe me, I mean, and there again, you know, she is not the IT person.
Well, let's table. Move on.
Just send it to the state board.
Okay. We need to check the state board accounts on
it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Sure. Thank you, Mace. Server room air conditioner. I think you have some quotes there in front of you.
Yeah, I emailed you. I know I did to everybody.
Yeah, mine's full.
You want me to make
take a couple hours.
Are you an email girl?
Oh, gosh, I need a computer.
Can we make copies of that? So, we think.
I don't know how we missed this when whoever did the specs for that room.
I think that
our variable, what that server was going to put out.
I thought it was my understanding that they didn't know that I can't answer that, Missy. I don't know about it. I didn't do the specs for it, obviously.
Jeez. Rex.
Yeah.
2 ton for that?
I know.
Well, I know one thing. We're not putting it back in the police department.
No.
Yeah.
We've already used the space.
Yes, we have.
I mean, have we checked into...
But we have. They bought a brand air conditioner when they put it over, when it was over there. And it only ran one day. And we kept throwing the breaker. I think it's in the bottom of the list, though.
That's one of the things that's addressed here, that this is a special unit that deals with inverter technology. So
all I'm getting at is the IT meter, whoever put that in, but I think it's still sitting in there. Oh. It ran 1 or 2 days over there and it kept filling the breaker.
But there's no way to run a
drop. The problem they run, well, it's being able to run the drain too.
Yeah.
So that may be part of it, because in there, I don't know where you run a drain for that style of air conditioner. Unless it was up in a ceiling, and then you could run a drain somewhere pretty easy.
This one addresses that in a quote. This one just has a general quote, but this one definitely shows that as an item.
But to do that, I know they have a standalone.
See, this one says it doesn't need one.
Isn't that the cold air vent? Isn't that the heating and cooling right there?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no possible way to run a drop that goes into that room.
Yeah, but
isn't
that what you regulate?
Wallace or SMR?
In
the winter time when you got heat on it, it just has heat down in there.
Yeah, it just amazes me when we built that room.
Yeah, Mike Wallace.
Well, no,
if you look at
that,
I don't know
if
he's dealing with
it anymore
himself.
Who
do
you guys
handle?
Yeah, I would say Wallace. They
maintain the building
here
pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, you couldn't use the same one.
Yeah.
I wonder
if
you
have
people in there
to
work plus there.
And we don't need any additional quotes or anything. I make a motion that we accept the bid from Mike Wallace Heating and Cooling in the amount of $3,770 for the...
Is he aware that that other one is sitting in there?
They can't... Who, Wallace?
Yeah.
Everyone that has presented a quote were in here and...
I mean, have they seen the other air conditioning unit that's over in the police department on the bottom shelf?
It's not over there.
Oh.
It's
in the bottom tray of the cart.
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
It's hot this year.
And, but it's not hooked up and running, right?
No. They can't throw the breaker over there.
Do
they
want to open it up? Do you want to? We can open it up.
I'll give you the code.
I wouldn't know if I saw it.
You want to see it?
No. I mean,
I know it's an air conditioner, but they can't hook it up without a drain.
Right.
And that's the same thing. And when they ran in there, they were going to run a dedicated line, wasn't they? Power. Because it kept throwing the power in that room, and then it was shutting down the server.
So does that quote include a new unit, or does that include the unit that's already purchased? It's install a ceiling mount train ductless heat pump with ceiling unit, heat pump, wiring, sensor, line set, and pad. The other one has all of those items mentioned too. It just says the name brand wall mount unit, doesn't say whether it's a heat pump or not, which it uses that term one time in the other one. But it shows a drain hose here, and I don't know where that's going to go.
Well, the tubing and so forth. Yeah, they'll be able to hit the drain if they're in the ceiling pretty easy.
Yeah, true.
No, the only reason I ask about the air conditioner is it's when they put the new server in that they brought in a brand new air conditioner. And I don't know if it's one of those that, since it was something they weren't able to use.
Is anyone not aware of that?
The air conditioning, the people that did this, their quotes are all similar, so I think that they're pretty well aligned with what they need.
Oh, I agree, but are they aware that there's an air conditioning unit, as Chief Tucker was saying, in the bottom of that?
I do not know that. I don't know.
When was that unit bought?
It was since I took over.
Oh, okay. So just this year for that room?
For that room, and like I said, it ran for about, it wasn't more than about 4 days, because it kept throwing a breaker, and then when we threw the breaker, the server would go down. And then, like, you know, second, third shift, sometimes they worked about the server.
Well, let's check that.
My opinion is, this worked this long.
I mean, we went the door open and the fan, let's wait another 2 weeks and investigate that.
Well, I think someone did say, well, it'll work good through the winter, of course, because you won't have the, you know, extreme heat like we have this summer.
You're gonna need the air conditioner.
And the humidity it controls is important.
Right.
If we could find out, if they can run a new lot, I mean, if you say they're gonna rewire a new air conditioner in there, can they run a new, whatever you call it, to that air conditioner?
Well, I don't know. Or have we been built to that one, or is that something that...
Well, they rewired that. I mean,
they need to...
That was part of that.
They credit us. You see, well, then, is that something that they need to credit us, because they said we needed it, and then it's never been done.
Well, we'd have to look at the specs on that for the work that they did on the server. Let's go back to Mike. Either way.
I mean, I would ask who put the server in. You need to get this working. I mean, we bought all that.
If it's in the spec, right. Yeah. If it wasn't spec for it, then how? I mean, you can tell them to come back and do it. But
it's in there.
But that was bought prior to moving it to that rail.
Yes, it was.
It was bought for the police, the server, and the server was in the police department.
But for the same purpose.
Right.
Was to cool that room.
Right.
Because of the server.
Oh, there's another one on the back. Mm-hmm. I did not see
that. Yeah. This room's a lot better because, I mean, it's absolutely insulated and more soundproof. And so, you know, I wouldn't think it would take as much air.
Well, either way.
But, I mean, I'm not sure.
Wallace at least says they have a warranty and 5-year parts and 7 years on the compressor warranty, and none of the other ones indicate that. It may be there, but it's not in writing, so that I like.
Could we say, let's see if Wallace will come in? I'm going to use Wallace, but can they come in and just look and see, are they aware that there's one in there? Can they look and see, can it be used?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll get credit.
And what we need to do, if we can use it.
In the back.
Sounds good. Moving on.
Okay.
Unfinished business. Would anybody like to bring up Best Avenue One Way, no parking? No.
No one's here to speak in favor of work.
No.
Just unfavor.
I think we leave it as is. Unless we have an outpouring of wanting change.
All right. Moving on.
We do need to address that parking down there.
Yeah, because I went down there.
So he's parked there every day.
Yeah, and I went down there, and the only sign on that street that deals with parking, we couldn't even find it. The ordinance book, remember?
Yeah, we looked in an ordinance.
But there is a sign that says no parking this side, but that's for the east side of the road. The one that's parking out on, you know, partially sidewalk of the road is on the west side of the road. There's nothing down there controlling parking that side. And there's no room for parking for that side either, but...
But he illegally parked on the sidewalk.
Correct.
That we can cite, correct, or get him notified.
Yeah, and I've already talked to him.
Okay.
And I'm sure he's still going to do it at times, but he claims he's not going to do it. He's parking. Because what it is that there's only two houses on that street.
Right.
One has a driveway. He has a little driveway. Maybe you get a small car, you'd be able to park right in front of the garage and the back not be out in the street, but it's still going to cover the sidewalk.
Right.
Can't park in front of the garage and not cover the sidewalk, right there.
The garage is not his.
The garage is not his?
As long as the house on his north.
Really?
Wow. That's why he's parking on the north side of his house.
Yeah, because I was going to say, he's also parking in his yard, which in order to do that means he has to run across the sidewalk.
Yeah,
in his yard.
It used to have a carport or a garage there.
Yeah.
But they enclosed it.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's out of the purview of the council.
And it's in
police department. Yeah.
Ordinance enforcement.
Okay, Blighted Homes Committee.
Dave and Brody Carter, Jim Keener, Gabe Winkle, myself met Thursday, a couple weeks Thursdays ago, and kind of came up with a plan. We took Richmond's plan for the most part, but I think I shared with some of you on that, their blight elimination program, and kind of walked through the steps. And then Dave and I met with Mayor Byram last Thursday, and kind of outlined some some plan of action. So I think we're kind of moving in the right direction, identifying them, and looks like Case handed us a package of pictures, and I'll get those copied and get them back to you. And then my understanding is that Yellow House at 502 South Meridian will be in.
It's this month.
Yep.
Soon, if it's
It's close.
Yeah. I will shoot an email to John and ask. I'm going to do that before I came, but.
When they take that house down, are they going to do anything with them three trees right there?
They is us taking the house
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
That'd be part of our bid. The trees need to come out.
Part of our staff.
Yeah.
They're bad.
Yeah. If that's what the council decides to do,
yeah.
council would have the purview of
they'll
that.
They'll bid it out, and they'll decide what to take on the bid.
Yeah, the house will hold the trees up.
Yeah. I drove by there yesterday.
They did a little bit of each.
Yeah.
Thank you, Missy. Any other questions for the Blighted Homes Committee?
No, this is great.
Awesome. Okay, Clerk Treasurer Board.
Yes. I will be asking for additional appropriations, a public hearing on December the 5th. You have in front of you what we need to do any additional appropriations for. We'll have a public hearing, like I said. Do you have any questions regarding them? It's just the amount we budgeted needs to be increased for the LLECE, the Beeson Park, the Goodrich Trust, the ambulance, employee benefits, wind turbine, CCI, and rainy day will be actually a decrease in both of those budgets because we haven't spent anything out of them. But I just wanted to let you know we will have a public hearing on December the 5th, and I will get that advertisement in the paper. Any questions?
That Goodrich Trust, that is Goodrich money that you're getting.
That's the trust. And the appropriation was for $100,000. And and a lot of times, Missy, like in the trust, that isn't uncommon. You just budget the, you think it's going to be $100,000. Well, then if the project, like if you had a swing set and it didn't get purchased and installed until the next year, that added a $25,000. You have the money. We have the money there. It's just a matter of we didn't budget that extra $25,000 because we thought it would be taken out the year before. But as far as, I mean, all there's enough revenues for all of these funds to support these expenditures. And, of course, you know, that's, I mean, the park plan, we weren't planning on that, and we did that. So that increased the budget, even though we had the money in the trust to do it as well. The ambulance, we added the personnel this year and bought an ambulance.
With decent upgrades.
Right, with upgrades, right. But I mean, we have all of the revenue to support these budgeted amounts, but we need to increase them.
The CCI, isn't that where?
CCI is actually a decrease.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll probably, I'm thinking, maybe the council will look at to do for blighted properties.
What does CCI mean?
It's cumulative capital improvement.
Yeah.
And it's funded by cigarette tax money.
Yeah. That's what council wants to do.
Yeah.
Right. Any other questions? Okay.
Okay, internal controls ordinance. We're this close to having it done, and we're hopefully going to present that at the November 21st meeting. That's our, we have to have the policy and procedures in place. And the there's an item on here for a John Deere tractor. We actually took bids on this in November of 2014. Now it's my understanding that there's someone interested in purchasing it, and it is the first bid was for $5,000 John, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, so the, back in 2014, the minimum bid was $5,000, and nobody came in for $5,000. So I sat for another couple of years. Somebody came in and said, well, I'd give $1,500 for that. Well, the appropriate procedure then is to put that out to the public to say, we're going to rebid this piece of equipment, minimum bid $1,500. That's what we're asking you to do, is to approve that legal notice of allowing that 1991 front loader John Deere tractor that is Tim, it's hard to even find replacement parts for it now. I mean, it's 25 years old.
We don't use it.
Yeah, so somebody's interested in it for $1,500, so I'm recommending that council give permission to set the minimum bid level at $1,500.
And Frank accepted it, and then we tried to do it, and I'm like, well, no, hold on. We bid it for $5,000, you can't now sell it for $1,500, you have to that's why when we do these, I like to put a lower number.
Okay. I make a motion that we make the minimal bid for the John Deere tractor legal notice for $1,500. Will that work?
Second.
Sure.
And then moved and seconded to place a minimal bid on the 1991 John Deere tractor at $1,500. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. In my mayor's report, we've identified some issues on Washington Street with the underneath the street and the infrastructure. Construction will take place soon. We're working on a plan and a schedule of that plan. And as soon as I know, I'll get it to you, that's going to happen. That's on Washington Street. Next meeting, I'm going to have a proposal to you about a new trash truck. And I handed out to you the construction phasing plan of the Union Street project. We go to pre-con, which means a pre-construction meeting with the engineer and the construction firm who has the lowest bid to give us the more specific dates of these phases. But you can see with this sheet what portion starts when. And so we're going to go from Short Street south, so the whole thing's not closed down all the same. Friday, Meeks and I and Dr. Syme and Lisa Jennings and Bob McCoy and some others, we took a trip to Indianapolis to visit Volunteers of America, a Fresh Start program. Progress on that is rapidly advancing now with the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority involved, with some opportunities to actually kind of make this project that we're working on a sort of pilot program for the rest of the state to follow. So our work as a community here in Winchester and Randolph, as far as addressing our drug epidemic, is not only personal, but it is a community issue that a lot of people in a lot of different areas, including Chief Tucker and his men, Chief Moore, Tim, I'm sure your men, you and Frank's men, deal with this issue. I know the sewage department does, as they have asked now for protective equipment for their hands to be able to clean out the drains because they're finding needles in them. It's affecting all of us, and we have to work together on this, and we are. And it's amazing to see it progress. We're meeting with, I had a meeting last week also with TOA. The owner of TOA was in this room at this table. We brought in lunch. had a great conversation. We toured the city. Luckily, we took them, or I took them to a part of town where children were playing in the yards. And the owner from Japan thought that was great because he said this is a safe town. When children are playing in the yards out front, I think they're homeschool kids because it was at lunchtime. So, so anyway, as you probably read in the Richmond paper, and I think also the Muncie paper, that the transition will be happening at the end of this month. We're very fortunate as a community to be able to have a new buyer in that building. And we also are going to be meeting with Ardahl, who recently purchased the DMI building as a warehouse. So, I mean, you know, even though we've been hit, Winchester still continues to thrive. And you know, it's a lot of because of the people who come to work every day, for the leadership this council shows, and the hope that we have as a community. So with that, that's my mayor's report. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Record.
Here.
I'll go on longer. You can do better. You can do better.
Somehow we all do, don't we?
Jacob was born in January. Personal protection handgun permit.
You remember how long they were?
Well, I mean,
like 10, 11
months.
Right, and they started
selling
for the citizens.
Yes.
And I remember
we had a place to do it. So
I had one a few years ago.
When the ladies came out, and then
right after I got home,
they didn't sleep for the next 2 years.
Besides us using our stuff, but we can open it up and give classes like the, you know, you'd be surprised.